Well, good morning, Village Baptist Church. Good morning. For those of you gathered here in the sanctuary, as well as those of you who are worshiping with us online, we bring you warm greetings on this dreary day. It may be cloudy outside, but indeed inside the sanctuary, it's full of love and full of joy. We'd like to welcome you to Village Baptist Church this morning. Why don't we begin by greeting one another, passing a little peace, and we'll continue to move forward with our believer's baptism today.
Morning. And Jesus came to the River Jordan, where John was baptizing and asked to be baptized. And when he had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were open to him, and he saw the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, with whom I am well pleased." Years later, high on a mountain, Jesus came and said to his followers, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." We baptize today because Jesus was baptized, because he said that all who believed on him should be baptized. Baptism is an outward and visible sign of an inward and spiritual grace, signifying the acceptance of Christ as Savior and as Lord. Well, Joe Gray has been desiring baptism for a while. And so we finally found a date, and today he has come to be baptized, and we want to undergird this service with a moment of prayer. Will you bow with me? Father, we thank you for bringing Joe to this place to be baptized, to die to the old self and to receive a new life. He has opened his heart to you. He is prepared to profess his faith. So, God, receive his confession, and through water and the Spirit, make him your own. And may those of us in this community of faith open our hearts to Joe. May we pray for him, encourage him, rejoice with him and weep with him, and walk the walk with him. May he and all of us be empowered to serve from this day forward. Amen. Joe, have you received Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord?
I have.
Upon your profession of faith and in obedience to Christ's command, I baptize you therefore in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joe, in you, God is well pleased. Amen.
Good morning. We have a number of important announcements this morning that I'd like to review with you. Just a reminder that the Outreach Commission meets on February 1st at 7. We are also collecting non-perishable food items for Bowie Pantry, and we are also requesting donations for the Deacon's Fund. So please remember to do both next week. It would be a great way to kind of put a reminder that we want to accomplish those two things. Should we need to exit the sanctuary in an emergency, just remember that there are doors to the outside near the organ and near the piano. So we definitely want to keep that in mind. While we certainly don't intend to have an emergency, it's good to have that information in the event that we should need it. Again, please remember to silence your cell phone during worship. Warm Nights is coming. Mark your calendars for March 11th through the 15th. There's even a sign-up, I noticed, coming in the Narthex, so it looks like they're taking sign-ups already, so it's a good time to commit to Warm Nights. Just a reminder, our special guest speaker is coming on February 11th. You will recall that Willie Pearl, Mackie King, will be here. Bring a friend. Plan on attending the service to hear Willie Pearl speak. We are honored to have her here. You know that she was the one who put together the letter from the Birmingham jail on behalf of Dr. King, and so we definitely want to take advantage of the opportunity to fellowship with her. We're very fortunate to have her come to be our guest speaker. I believe that this concludes the announcements. I'm just taking a quick look and making sure that I haven't forgotten anything. I have not. So this is the day that the Lord has made.
How great you are. If you'll stand and join me as we sing. Thank you.
Good morning, church. What a wonderful way to begin the service with a baptism. A meaningful way to begin the new year, too, as we baptize Joe this morning. We welcome all who are here with us and all who may be streaming the service this morning at home. I am glad to be back with you. And ran into a little bit of an illness last Saturday and wasn't able to be here. But boy, I'm thankful for all those who stepped up and stepped in, and the service went on as always, and I'm grateful to each one of you. Each Sunday as we gather, one of the first things we do is to pray. So we're going to collect our concerns, our blessings this morning, and share them with each other and share them with God. And those of you who are watching, you're going to be muted for a few moments for reasons of privacy, but you will be returned to the service as we begin to pray. So, is there anyone who would like to share this morning? Let's have a word of prayer together. God, on this day, you remind us that we are marked by you to be your children. And as the heavens opened up at the baptism of Jesus, so it is that your love is poured out on us. We have brought before you the names and situations that concern us, people who face illness and grief, others whose lives are torn apart by war, alienation, addiction, and hopelessness. We ask for your loving mercy on them. Heal them and strengthen them, Lord, and encourage them and bind up their wounds. We pray for peace in this world. We pray for those who lack even the basic necessities of life, and especially for the children who seem to suffer the most. We pray for this community that all will live in harmony and with integrity. We pray for peacemakers and peace negotiators, and ask that their work in troubled places will bear fruit. Empower relief agencies and agents working to alleviate suffering. Prosper the work that they're doing. We pray for our own homes, that those who live therein may grow in grace and love. We pray for this church, for our leaders, for our ministry commissions, for our search team as they continue their work, that we might continue to bless others as we have ourselves been blessed. God, help us to be people who are ready to be involved in ministries of peace and justice, bringing the light of your love and hope to the community and to the world around us. We ask these things in the name and spirit of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
It's time for the children's story.
Hey, good morning.
I have a really simple question for you today. Okay? What color is that ball? Mostly. You're sure now. It's white, right? Golly, it looks like it's red and green to me.
White.
It's white. What's going on here? Oh my goodness, it's red and green again. What's happening? Well, as you might imagine, this is a ball that has two different configurations. And when I flip it, it changes from white to red. I keep this around to remind me after the service, you guys can come and try it, okay? But right now, I keep this around because it's a reminder to me that things are always changing. Think about the weather, for example. It's raining today. 2 days ago, it felt like spring. A week ago, we had snow on the ground, and it was freezing cold. Weather changes. Lots of things are changing all the time. Mr. Gray was baptized today. That's a change. He changed his life and was baptized to show that he's changed his life to make Jesus the most important thing in his life. And maybe someday you too will feel like being baptized. Yes, would you like to say something? What else has changed for you? You didn't see a dove. You know, we don't ordinarily see doves. That's right.
Then why did God see doves?
Well, that was Jesus who was baptized, and it looked like a dove coming down. And he's a great guy, but Mr. Gray is not Jesus. So there are lots of things that change. Of course, some changes aren't so good. Some changes are not so good at all, like when we get sick or we get hurt or so on. But change is something that's all around us all the time. That's why, you know, I keep this to remind me, but I've got something else that reminds me of something important about change. And that is, I've got my Bible. And what my Bible reminds me is God never changes. Everything else going on around us can change, right? You know about things that change. You know about things that change. God never changes. My hair changes. That's right. It used to be brown, and now it's gray. That's right. So you can think about change, but maybe you have something around your house that reminds you about change. But the thing to always remember is God doesn't change, and God's love for us never changes. God is always going to be there for us to help us through difficult times. So that's why it's good to have something like this around to remind us about change. After the service, please come see me and you can try it. There's a trick to it. And I'll show you.
Okay? You can still see the white.
Yeah, you can still see the white. All right. Thank you for coming up. Now.
Good morning, everyone. How befitting this morning that we had a chance to celebrate someone coming to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
This morning I'm sharing a Negro spiritual called Take Me to the Water, which is befitting because we just witnessed one of our own being baptized. He is my Hallelujah is the highest praise. And we're so excited and grateful and thankful for our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning again, everyone. Today's scripture reading comes from Luke 3rd chapter, verses 15 and 16, and verses 21 and 22. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire." Now, when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." May God give us understanding of this, his holy word.
Do you remember your baptism? I remember mine. It was 1966. I was baptized by my father in a small town in New York State called Gloversville. And I remember after he baptized me, I walked up the stairs, and there was my mother. Gave me a huge hug, kissed me on the forehead, you know, one of those lipstick kisses. So I was marked as a child of God, but my mother wasn't quite ready to give up. Said, "You're also one of mine." Today on this third Sunday of Epiphany, actually it's the fourth Sunday of Epiphany now, we're remembering the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River. Now normally, the first Sunday of Epiphany every year is a Sunday when the church remembers the baptism of Jesus and celebrates that. But we shifted the readings a little bit this year because it just seemed appropriate, as Joe was being baptized, that we also talk about the baptism of Christ. And this lesson depicts quite the event. The words are dramatic. They are powerful. The heavens are ripped open. God's Spirit descends. And God's voice can be heard telling Jesus who he was, saying, "You are my son, the beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Well, looking back on my life, how easy it would have been if the sky had just opened up and the Holy Spirit had descended, and I would have heard God's voice speak. There may be some here who have had that experience. I have known a few who have told me that it was as if a voice spoke to them and the veil was lifted and they just knew. But most of us experience, I think, less dramatic revelations, sometimes so quiet, so inconspicuous, that we might even miss them if we're not paying attention. But I suspect that's the way God communicates with most of us, not through a descending dove, but through a still small voice. And speaking only for myself, there was no voice from above. But many years later, there was a voice from within that spoke so clearly that I knew who I was and what I was called to do. And that was enough. I started adding at the conclusion of my baptismal services the words, "In you, God is well pleased." I said that about Joe today. Can you imagine what it must have been like for Jesus to have God's Spirit descend and to hear God's voice say that he was loved, that God was pleased with him. I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. There is no limit when it happens to us to what we can do or where we can go if we feel the Spirit and hear the voice. Think about this. We are chosen. We are loved by God with a love that will never let us go. I suppose that if there's one thing I've preached more than anything else over many years, it is the love of God in Christ. But I have never really been certain that people believe it, that they take it in. In a world like ours, with so much violence and killing and war, it is hard for some to believe that we can be loved like that. That's my greatest and most fervent prayer for all of us, that we would discover that we are loved, that we are chosen for a reason. I had only been pastor in Glens Falls, New York for a short time. I invited people to let me know if they wanted to be baptized, and a large number of people came, youth and adults, expressing a desire to be baptized. The day came, the baptism was complete, all was well, or so I thought. The next night at our deacons' meeting, a woman complained quite loudly that the baptism was not very well done. I was kind of taken back. Not exactly the words I expected to hear. But this is what she said. Where were the candles? I said, the candles? Our old pastor used to have a family member come forward and light a candle for each person who had been baptized. And she went on to wail almost in tears. It just didn't seem like baptism. To which one of our older and more seasoned deacons said, tongue in cheek, you would have been really mad on Pentecost. Because there were 3,000 baptized. That's a lot of candles. But she had it right in at least one thing. Baptism ought to mean something. We've probably heard the old line, baptism is the exit strategy of the church, because so often after people get baptized, we never see them again. But when we become followers of Christ, and when we do it in such a public way, it seems as if we should be changed in some way, that we're different. Too often these important moments in our lives go by so quickly. I wonder if we really have time to unpack the experience. What does it mean in my life? I am different now, but how am I different? How am I, as a follower of Christ, called to serve? What does Jesus call me to do exactly? Sometimes we just miss it. Jesus was marked that day. This is my beloved Son. In him I am well pleased. And he was claimed. God gave him ministry to fulfill. He proclaimed the kingdom of God. His message took him to a cross. He proclaimed that God's justice was for the poor and the infirm and the immigrant and the stranger and the lost. He traversed the countryside teaching and healing the sick and sharing the good news of the kingdom.
And we who have been baptized are also so beloved and so claimed, called to stand up and stand out for the sake of love. When we enter the waters of baptism, the old life is dead, and we have been raised to new life in Christ. But we have been raised and marked and claimed for a reason: to live out God-filled lives. There's an old saying that there are two great moments in life: the day we were born and the day we find out why we were born. We are those who are loved. We are those who are marked and claimed and called and gifted to be let loose on the world that is so desperately seeking and longing for something deeper. You know what I think of today? I think of children who have never gotten the chance to know that they are loved, that they are marked and claimed by God. I think someday people are going to look back and want to know why we treat children the way we do, and they'll be appalled by the sexual abuse, how we fail to safeguard our children against sexual predators and trafficking, and how very sad it is that we have to teach our children what to do if a gunman enters their building. There is abuse of children. There is neglect of children. It just doesn't seem sometimes like we're doing a very good job of safeguarding our most precious asset. And it's heartbreaking. So the church is called to work, to really work for a society where every child and every young person knows that they are loved, that they are marked by that love, that they have a purpose for their lives. There is an old proverb that says, a society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they know they will never sit in. Maybe we ought to be thinking of the ways that we can plant trees for our children and our youth. Because if we ever stop planting those trees, we're going to pay a price. You know, when we're baptized, sin and death no longer have sway. We receive a new identity and we receive a new life, and we're invited once again to lean into our vocation as disciples, as followers of Jesus. And we lean into our baptism best by serving Christ through our service to others. So in faith, sometimes we raise money to dig a well, maybe, so that others can have safe, clean drinking water. Or we supply our local food bank so that those who are hungry have enough to eat, as we are today. Or maybe we go on mission trips to do repairs or to build homes, or to share the good news of Christ, or involve ourselves in some form of ministry to children, perhaps. But we are baptized for a reason. We are called to exercise our faith, called to, as one commentator put it, let the waters of our baptism flow from our pores, to encourage and bless the least and the last, the lost. Who am I? Who are you? We are disciples of Christ. We are ministers in his name. And when we reflect on who we are and what we are to do, a good rule of thumb is this: wherever the great needs of the world intersect with your God-given gifts, that is your call. I came across a quote from Diane Roth. She blogs on the internet, and she wrote this: "Our baptisms are passports to places we thought we would never go, to be emissaries of the living God in the desert and in the wilderness, to plant seeds of hope and healing and life." Having remembered the baptism of Christ, having witnessed Joe's baptism this morning, I pray that each of us will be touched by the Spirit so that we can hear God claim us as beloved and know how much we are loved, but also so that we can know that God claims us and sends us out into this crazy world to serve, as Diane put it, planting seeds of hope and healing and new life. Will you bow with me? Lord, your baptism reminds us that we share in your ministry, in your suffering and death, and in your resurrection and new life. And we're awed by the privilege of being called your disciples. We're challenged to continue the good work you began. We give thanks for your Spirit who empowers us to follow you. Oh God, strengthen us to serve you with all of our heart and mind and soul and strength, to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. In your name we pray. Amen.
We're going to be singing a song, Down by the Jordan. There's an insert in your bulletin. The words will also be up on the screen. It's a familiar hymn tune.
Thank you.
Would you be seated for just a moment? I want to invite Joe Gray. Would you come up for a moment, Joe?
Joe, we want to welcome you this morning, not into the membership of the church so much, but into the fellowship of the church. And Village is a wonderful fellowship, as you're learning.
Yes.
As you're learning. But we are so glad to have you become a part of this body of Christ here in this Bowie community. And we look forward to the gifts that you are going to share with us. You strengthen us because you have joined us today. And we're glad to have you. And we want you to know that we will keep you in our prayers. We will support you in the weeks and days and months and years to come. And in return, we ask that you will pray for us and support us as together we try to serve Christ in this Bowie community. We have prepared a certificate for you of baptism. And it is my honor and my joy to extend the right hand of fellowship to you and welcome you into the Village Baptist family.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Will you bow with me for the benediction? Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and grant you his peace, now and always. Amen. Come on back with me so people can greet you.